Welcome to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you at this time to turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 11. And we're going to begin a reading there of a very tragic chapter of David's life. We'll begin reading in chapter 11 and continue reading on into chapter 12. We are looking at the great men and women of the Old Testament. And we have come to the story of David. And David indeed was a great man. He began as a shepherd boy, and then a national hero, and then a fugitive. But he became king. And he was a great king. He wanted to build a temple for God in Jerusalem. But God said, "No, David, I don't want you doing that, but that will be to your son. But I will establish thy son after thee, and his house shall be forever." And we know from reading the New Testament that this prophecy that the prophet Nathan gave to David went beyond David, all the way into Jesus. He is that Messiah that was to come, the Messiah of the prophets, and his house is his church. And he now sits at the throne on the right hand of God, and he is over all things pertaining to his church. But we want to continue with this story of David. David, this great king, committed a great sin. And one of the sad things we know about David, and that he is so well known for, is the sin that he had with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. And we'll be looking at that story in just a moment. While you're turning to 2 Samuel chapter 11, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, I want to turn to this grand old book, 2 Samuel chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. "And it came to pass, at the return of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, and besieged Raba. But David tarried at Jerusalem." 2 Samuel 11:2. "And it came to pass at eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, 'Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?' And David sent messengers and took her. And she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, and she sent and told David, and said, 'I am with child.'" 2 Samuel 11 and verse 6. "And David sent to Joab, saying, 'Send me Uriah the Hittite.' And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was coming to him, David asked of him how Joab did, and how the people fared, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, 'Go down to thy house and wash thy feet.' And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of food from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of the Lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, 'Uriah went not down to his house,' David said unto Uriah, 'Art thou not come from a journey? Wherefore didst thou not go down into thy house?' And Uriah said unto David, 'The ark and Israel and Judah abide in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open field. Shall I then go into my house and to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest, and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. And David said to Uriah, tarry here today also and tomorrow. I will let thee depart. So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day and the morrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at even he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but went not down to his house. 2 Samuel 11 and verse 14. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die. And it shall come to pass, when Joab kept watch upon the city, that he assigned Uriah unto the place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people, even of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and he charged the messenger, saying, when thou hast made an end of telling all the things concerning the war unto the king, it shall be that if the king's wrath arise, and he say unto thee, wherefore went ye so nigh into the city to fight? Knew ye not that they would shoot from the wall? Who smote Abimelech, the son of Jerushabeth? Did not a woman cast an upper millstone upon him from the wall, so that he died at Thebez? Why went ye so nigh unto the wall? Then thou shalt say, thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. So the messenger went and came and showed David all that Joab sent him for. And the messenger said unto David, the men prevailed against us and came out unto us in the field, and we were upon them even unto the entrance of the gate, and the shooters shot at the servants from off the wall, and some of the king's servants are dead, and Uriah thy servant is dead also. Then David said to the messengers, thus shalt thou say unto Joab, let not this thing displease thee, for the sword devoureth one as well as another. Make thy battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage thou him. 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 26. And when the wife of Uriah heard that her husband was dead, she made lamentation for her husband. And when the morning was past, David sent and took her home to his house, and she became his wife, and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased Jehovah. Now 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 1. Jehovah sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which had brought up and nourished up and grew together with him. And with the children, it did eat of his own morsel and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd the dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as Jehovah liveth, the man that has done this is worthy to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. 2 Samuel 12 and verse 7. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom. And I gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have added unto thee such and such things. Whereof hast thou despised the word of Jehovah to do that which is evil in his sight? Thou hast smitten Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and thou hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith Jehovah, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them to thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of the sun. Thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against Jehovah. And Nathan said unto David, Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of Jehovah to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed to his house. And Jehovah struck the child that Uriah's wife bare to David, and it was very sick. 2 Samuel 12 and verse 16. And David therefore besought God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and stood beside him to raise him up from the earth. But he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he hearkened not unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants were whispering together, David perceived that the child was dead. And David said to his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. Then David arose from the earth, and washed, and anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and he came into the house of Jehovah, and worshipped. Then he that came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this thou hast done? Why didst fast and weep for the child when it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread? And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who knoweth whether Jehovah will not be gracious unto me that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went in unto her, and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon. And Jehovah loved him, and set him by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and called his name Jedidiah, for Jehovah's sake. Well, poor David, he was forgiven of that sin, and there's a sense in which he recovered. But the sword did not depart from David's house. We see his children later fighting and killing one another, and even Absalom raping one of his half-sisters, and then Absalom trying to usurp the throne of David, and how his kingdom was divided, and David at one time had to flee from Jerusalem. And then how that we wanted Absalom spared, but then his cousin and his chief captain Joab slew Absalom, and David wept over Absalom, saying, Would to God that I had died for thee. David had a troubled kingdom, but David was able to get the forgiveness of his sins. You know, we can be forgiven sometime of our sin, and yet still have to bear the consequences, or some of them, of that sin. And that is what happened to David. Tune in for the next class and we'll read the 51st Psalm of David's lament over his sin.